Good afternoon. Thank you for tuning in to Step Connections Episode 1. My name is Erin Choppy, and I am here with Mr. Bukhari, who works in the Wallingford Electric Division. Thank you for being here with us today.
My pleasure.
We will now start with the questions. Where did you receive your education?
So I grew up in West Hartford, Connecticut, went through the public school system there through high school, and then I attended the University of Hartford for a degree in electrical engineering technology.
What is your current occupation?
My current occupation, as of recently, I just started in December. The 29th of December was my first day here in Wallingford as the general manager of the Wallingford Electric Division.
Is your family supportive of what you do?
My family is very supportive of what I do. Working at United Illuminating for the amount of time that I did, I was there for 17 and a half years. The last few years, I moved up in the organization and took on additional responsibilities. The company was bought out by a huge company out of Spain. It used to be a very small Connecticut company. They were bought out, and we went from a company of about 1,000 employees to a global company of 30,000 employees. And the last 2 years, I spent a lot of time traveling. I was away from family, took on a lot more responsibilities, covered many more states than just Connecticut, and started taking away from my time at home, so I looked for other opportunities.
How has your family contributed to your success?
How have they contributed to my success? Well, starting out, you know, growing up as a child, my father's had a very strong work ethic. He believed in, just putting in the hard work to get things done and having a strong work ethic. Always willing to help kind of got me where I am. They pushed education. Education was a big thing for my family. My family's parents are both immigrants, not college degree persons. They're blue collar workers. And it was very important for them to educate their kids and make sure that was their number one focus, is to get my siblings and I through college to make good living. And then, getting married, my wife has been very supportive, and my kids as well. Traveling for work and everything is pretty difficult to do, but everybody, knows when I'm gone that they need to be a little bit more supportive around the house and help mom out. They've been very supportive of everything I've done.
As a child, what did you want to do as an occupation?
Well, I think my childhood kind of got me to where I am. I love taking things apart. Didn't always get them back together to get them to work, but I love taking things apart and seeing how they worked. And that's kind of what got me to where I am. I just loved seeing how things worked. I expressed interest. I changed my degree in college after my first year from computer science to electrical engineering. I steered that way because I liked the electronics. I was not too crazy about the programming side of computer technology. And, again, just seeing the way things work and building stuff. And just I love feeling a sense of accomplishment when you start with a project and you put it together and then you see the end result is kind of what I thrive for.
Did you have any major role models growing up?
Yeah, my parents growing up were big-time role models to me. Just seeing what they accomplished with the little education that they had. They, put a roof over our heads, got us all through school, and have been supportive of that from day one with hard work and having a strong work ethic. They always, one thing that I'll leave, you guys with is always take on things that, even if it's outside of your comfort zone, outside of things you're comfortable with. It may be a challenge, but you learn the most, trying things that you're not comfortable with and learning new things. My father always pushed that, and my mother as well, and never limited it to just, what you're comfortable with, because it's what you do every day.
What aspects of your job do you like the most?
I just like the sense of accomplishment, getting things done. I like to see results. you know, when just recently, I'm sure you guys all lived through the most recent nor'easters we had in town, the weather events. You can ask my family here, but I was at work for 34 hours straight. You know, I went in one morning and I worked around the clock to the next day because we had outages all over town. I was driving around with the crews, identifying the issues, you know, what needs to be repaired, and getting crews out with materials to get, you know, customer service back up and running. So I like seeing results in the larger projects that take a lot of planning, you know, from the early stages of planning all the way through, you know, design, buying materials and doing the construction. At the end of the day, it's just nice to see, you know, the hard work over longer periods of time, you know, come together.
Did you have any fears entering your career?
Well, you always have fears. I think it's if you didn't have, you know, fear of things, you'd kind of go into things maybe a little, I don't know what the word to use is, but
aggressive.
Not aggressive, too confident. You know, you don't want to go into things too confident. You know, thinking that you know it all. It's always, I believe in, you know, asking questions, being comfortable asking questions. When you don't know something, rather than just assuming you know it and making, you know, potentially making a mistake. So it's just knowing who you work with, who to ask questions, and making the right decisions. So, yeah, I mean, you always fear that you may not know something, but you just have to be confident and ask questions. Making mistakes, I'll tell you this, is you learn from mistakes. And it's a part of life. It's a part of, you know, what you'll encounter growing up. But the main thing with mistakes is that you learn from them and you move forward. And that they don't, you know, make the same mistake again, you know.
Did you work in a different field before pursuing your current career?
Professionally, no. I mean, I've had different jobs growing up, but I've pretty much worked in the electrical engineering in the utility industry since I got out of college. I've been doing it for almost 18 years now. Prior to that, my brother and I had a landscaping business. We did a lot of work, you know, mowed a lot of lawns to help get us through college. So that's, you know, that's, we did what we had to do growing up to help, you know, mom and dad pay for school. So,
do you have any advice for people who want to become electrical engineers?
My advice for people who want to become electrical engineers, math is something that you want to focus on. You want to be an electrical engineer. There is math involved. You know, it's not every day. I don't use everything I learned in college every day. I mean, electrical engineering is a pretty broad field. In the utility industry, it's not as you don't use it all, but understanding the concepts is key. You know, if it's something that you're really interested in, you know, one of the things I highly recommend, if I could turn back time, I would have done some internships in college. That's something I didn't pursue because I was working all the time while I was in school. But I would highly, highly recommend doing an internship or like a job shadowing type thing to see if you're really interested in it. The most important thing is that you're passionate about what you do every day. And, you know, you don't want to go into an industry where you're unhappy. You want to go to work every day, you know, enjoying what you do. You know, I think that's really important.
What are you most proud of?
Most proud of? I guess I'm most proud of, like, work-related or overall? Work-related, just I'm most proud of the opportunities that I've had. One of the things I've done is anytime I've been asked or approached, you know, about a particular project or a job by any of my managers, I never said no. I always said yes and accepted it. And even if it was something that was, again, I'll go back to my comfort zone, if it was something outside of my comfort zone, I accepted it because I thought, you know, it's a learning experience, and it'll help get me further. And completing those types of projects or anything I've approached with successfully just gave me more and more opportunities. I've had the opportunity to work on some pretty large construction projects in the industry. A couple of them were, you know, north of $60 million, you know, and they were projects that took nearly 5 years, you know, from inception to completion. So I'm proud of the opportunities I have. I'm proud of, completing those types of things successfully. That helped get me where I am today. Had I not had those projects and the success of those projects under my belt and on my resume, I wouldn't have been able to get to where I am today.
What are the biggest challenges you have had to overcome?
Biggest challenges I've had to overcome. Part of my the longest part of my career in the utility industry, I spent in project management. And when you're managing projects that are have significant deadlines and there's penalties associated with them, and you're working with contractors that, you know, you have to structure the contracts so that the people working for you understand what those penalties are, and they're all working towards the same goal. Because if they don't have skin in the game, they don't understand that, you know, if we don't finish by this certain date, there could be heavy financial penalties. You know, how are you going to get them to work for you, right?
So do they charge you as the company, or do you guys charge the contractors for being late, let's see, for an assignment?
So that's what I'm getting at.
Oh, sorry.
It's like we could be fined or charged by, like, whoever we're doing the project for, right? So if we have to get a project in because a new generator needs to come online and our project delays the generator, the generator loses revenue monthly, and they could lose a significant amount of revenue. I mean, they could lose $1 million a month if they're not online generating, because we're late.
Wow.
And if our contracts aren't structured so that we can pass down liquidated damages to a material vendor or construction contractor, there's no incentive for them to move forward. So we always, I think back to the question was greatest challenges, right? Was just structuring the contracts to support the project. And it was a lot of negotiations that went on with the vendors, because, you know, we basically had to incentivize the contracts so that, hey, if you finish early, you'll get a bonus. But if you finish late, you know, you owe us money. And, oh, you know, if you're behind this date, you know, there's going to be significant penalties involved. So it was nerve-wracking, and you learn a lot about legal and contracts. And so I don't know if I answered that question.
I think I have a question. I mean, I just want to follow up actually with this question. So knowing the fact that you have to manage people with contracts and stuff like that, how does it feel to, like, manage actual people? Like, you know, they're coming from different companies. Like, do you have to deal with certain type of people's skills, people's attitudes, styles? Like,
oh, yeah.
How is that,
yeah,
overall?
That comes with experience. Dealing with certain, you know, different types of people, different types of backgrounds, and different levels of, and the biggest thing that I found valuable is communications. I've done so many lessons learned reports after all different size projects with my project teams. You know, being something that was only a month long and a small project to something that's 5 or 6 years long and had all kinds of contracts and all kinds of deadlines. At the end of the day, the failure points and where things break down is always communication related. And the more you communicate and the more you define things and get that out to people, and the better off you are. So I think just communicating, you know, we always have what we call project kickoff meetings, and kind of just, like, sold the project, like, here's the reasons why we're doing it, here's, you know, getting that out and getting everybody to understand early on, and then having frequent, we would always set up communications matrix, and that would be a document that I had all my project teams fill out and give to me, and I would have to sign off and approve anytime we approved the project charter, what types of reporting you were going to do to who and how frequently. It was all outlined in this communication plan so that you knew that, all right, this project is, you know, going to have weekly construction status meetings, monthly, you know, higher level meetings. Bi-monthly, we would communicate all the way up to the top executives of the company. That way, you know, if the top executives had questions, we could flow down. And if there was questions from the bottom, it would flow up. It was always, and you constantly improve. That's the biggest thing in our organization was continuous process improvement. It was, you learn lessons and then reiterate them and make sure that everybody understood what went wrong. We always did what worked well, what didn't work so well, and what could we do better next time.
It's kind of similar to what we do here. Like, you know, we do something and then eventually look back and reflect, and hopefully you grow and learn from it. And we still do that.
Right.
You know, we're not just doing it for fun here at school. But no, that's very important, actually, as we grow. Next question.
Have you ever been fired from a job that you really enjoyed and were very skilled at?
Never. And hopefully that doesn't happen. That's your worst nightmare. But I think to get fired, I mean, you have to really, you know,
try really hard.
You have to try to get fired. I mean, you have to, you come in and you do your job, and that's, you know, you'll be all right. But getting fired's not something you want on your resume. Let's put it that way. The goal is to build your resume and you know, and have all good things to check off that list.
What do you think it takes to be successful in this day and age?
Big thing is just go after it. Get after, you know, what you want. You know, you got to work hard. I think a strong work ethic, good communication skills, and hard work. You know, I maybe not like most. I mean, I think a lot of people, like, they push that, you know, you got to get a bachelor's degree, you got to go out, you got to get a master's degree and whatever. There's a lot of work in the trades as well that, you know, you don't require a bachelor's degree. Skilled labor is big. And I mean, my father's, you know, that's what he did, and he did great. I just think it's hard work, and just, you know, you got to be dedicated to it.
Thank you, Mr. Bucari, for taking the time out of your busy schedule to speak with us today, and thank you, listeners, for tuning in.